Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we tee it up with our pals from Talk Radio News. The former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, is with us. He's very busy these days, running around Cleveland, picking up trash and pumping up the city and getting them ready for the big convention that's, well, a little less than a year away. Right, Bob?
Well, I think it's a month away. Isn't it next month?
A month away. It feels like
I'm tired of it.
Yeah, it's craziness. All right, the craziness is all the stuff that's happening with Hillary Clinton. Somebody even called the show the other night and said, oh, I'm so tired of hearing about Hillary Clinton. And I was thinking to myself, she is too. Trust me, if she could get herself out of the headlines more, she would certainly do that. And you actually sent me a link to an interesting story that I hadn't seen the other day about the company that handled the firm that was at the center of this whole scandal of Hillary Clinton. They handled the emails, I guess, and they're getting death threats. Who are they getting death threats from? Calls?
Yeah, people are calling death threats. They had to take the bios down off the internet. I mean, they're not a huge company. They had to hire an expert in damage control. It's called Platte River Networks from Colorado. And the thing is, you don't have the usual suspects in this, that they donated money to the Clintons, you know, like people donate to any candidate. They weren't best friends. It wasn't somebody's brother-in-law. It was a company. And now they're in the middle of something that they never thought they would be in the middle of. And, of course, it's raising other questions. Did they get a server that was wiped? If it wasn't wiped, did they get a server that had classified information? Did they have a security background check, you know? I mean, this story keeps morphing. If it was just Hillary Clinton in the emails, but then it went to the FBI, now it's into the server company. And there'll be like 9 other stories off of this one.
Yeah, no kidding. It's funny in a way because, as you say, if it had been a friend or a relative, then that would be the story. But because there's no relation, it makes it even that much different for, as you say, Platte River and what they've had to handle. They probably had a lawyer up over this. I wouldn't be surprised.
And the thing I believe in my heart of hearts with this email issue, which I think yesterday, and I really try to give Hillary Clinton breaks more than my progressive friends do, to be frank with you, that are friends of Bernie's. But yesterday she just handled this horribly, and when she was posed questions, you know, and I think it was out in Vegas. She's going to appear before Congress in October. It must be the performance of her lifetime. It has to be. I mean, she has to be on the mark, and because she's going to get so much exposure on that, maybe she can put this to rest.
Yeah, I agree with you. She has to be. They should start practicing in her house or something, just like they do for debates. They should try. Okay, have a meter. Now you seem pleasant and honest, whatever it is. But I would
Saturday
hire
Night
the
Live
best
actually
of the best.
Had a little had a spoof on that. I don't know if you saw it, but I'll send it to you.
Oh, yeah. Send me that one, because I know there's been others that have been absolutely hilarious. Okay, how about this, and speaking of Clinton, sticking with her for everybody listening and all the nooks and crannies, the part that we are watching is she's definitely lost ground to Bernie Sanders. Can it be that that's really happened? And you and I have already talked about this. If you're Senator Bernie Sanders, how are you feeling right now about your much better chances of the Democratic nomination, or at least you are certainly all your issues are really getting pumped out there?
Well, yes, Hillary's went from 57% to 48%, and that's from March to July. And Bernie Sanders, I think, and of course I serve with Bernie, I know him quite well. I would think if you'd ask him, and he wouldn't say this publicly, but privately he might say, yes, I know. And has, you know, in his mind, nothing to do with the server. It's an alternative of a, quote, true progressive. Just on the Republican side, you hear that, you know, true conservatives. Bush attacked Trump yesterday. He's not a true conservative. But Bernie Sanders himself has helped with his own numbers, drawing crowds of 10,000 people, 15,000 people. And on top of it, the email, of course, situation has hurt Hillary and how she's kind of, you know, poised herself on this. So Bernie Sanders is doing quite well, really, having come from, and I'm not down, you know, sliding Bernie at all. I liked working with him. He's wonderful on trade issues. He's, you know, what you see is what you get. But he's not somebody that you say, okay, he had a slick campaign and a ton of money, and yeah, we knew he'd get this far. That's not how you look at Bernie.
Yeah. So we move from Bernie Sanders to Iran and to what's happening in the Iran situation and the rip-roar fest over, you know, the latest report over the Iran deal. And we're a ways away from this. Everybody's still really out. Come back in September. Yeah, what happens here with the president and the Iran deal? Do you think it doesn't matter because there's not going to be anything, any kind of legislation that throws him over because he'll just veto it anyway?
Well, this is bad timing. I mean, although I think the president has the upper hand on the Iran deal, and I think time will show the president correct on the Iran deal, this is not helping because this is the side agreement everybody talked about. State Department and the White House right now are saying, but yes, you know, we really have full faith in the Atomic Energy Commission. Well, that might be so, and I do understand what the Iranians are saying. They're not going to let military sites that have non-nuclear issues to be just viewed by everybody. However, they're providing soil samples, and that unless the International Atomic Energy Commission can verify where those samples exactly came from, this creates a problem. This doesn't look good, and this gives some fuel to the people who don't want the president to go ahead with this agreement. I don't think it stops him at this point in time. But they don't want anything else to come out that it's something sitting out there like this. It was a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that, too, as we move along here in America Tonight. Hey, Bob Ney, thanks as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
So much. Thank you.
Coming up the rest of this hour, we'll talk about Jimmy Carter and the fact that he was so forthright about the melanoma that spread to his brain. I don't think it's a surprise that he's been honest about it, but it's good that he's addressed it. We're going to let you hear that whole thing. Plus, how much money do you think divers found? Some of you even called me about this. I want to say it was Grimm or Dan or somebody, just because it was a fascinating side note. The divers finding that gold off of the Florida coast. You know how much it was worth? Pretty big. Big as a small lottery, anyway. Let's put it that way. And then, of course, brutal conditions in Washington State. I talked to a couple people today about it, and it's awful. And then the three firefighters that were killed, it couldn't have been worse timing. There's, as it was explained to me, it's kind of like this explosion. What happens is all of a sudden, boom, brushes on fire, and then phew, it explodes. And unfortunately, it was like a flashpoint, and that's what happened to the three that were unfortunately in the wrong spot when it all exploded. And as you know, Bob Ney works with our pal Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, and is very involved in the Sudan and the struggles in the Sudan. And it's interesting, in the South Sudan, there was a South Sudanese journalist who was shot by somebody with a gun in the outskirts of the country. And this happened just days after the president was reported to have threatened to kill reporters working against the country and its terror. So pretty bad situation there in the Sudan. And because we've been involved in efforts to help people in the Sudan, it's again eye-opening when these things start to bubble up and they get worse and they get worse, much worse than you can imagine. All right, Jimmy Carter, what do you say? You're going to hear that coming up on America Tonight.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. then there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Once again, thanks for being plugged into America Tonight. It's in crannies. You're going to love this. Coming up in our next segment, we talk with Robert Blagojevich. Name sound familiar? Remember Governor Blago, the governor from Illinois, who is currently serving time in Colorado, fraud, corruption, all that kind of stuff. So Robert talks about his own scuffle with the law and how it's just not fair and balanced, the justice system. We actually have a great conversation about things that could happen to you and I. Did you know there's 3,000 federal laws and 3,000 ways to play gotcha? Robert Blagojevich coming up in our next segment. All right, before we get there, the big story and that everybody's really talking about is, I think, Carter. And politics aside, it's worth saying that because it doesn't matter if you didn't think he was a good president or you did think he was a great president or whatever it is. He really, I think, spoke from the heart today in listening to this as it was happening about his situation that, you know, we're seeing. If you avoid the bullet of cancer, and I'm telling you, it touches everyone's lives, it seems. I was in a room with probably 1,000 people, and this stunned me a few years ago, where the person who was speaking said, how many people have had cancer? And please stand up. And they stood up. And how many people have had a sibling? And they went through basically all the possible ways cancer could touch you. And by the time when it was all said and done, there was not one person who was sitting in the room. That pretty much tells you, doesn't it? So Jimmy Carter's family has been really rocked with pancreatic cancer. And he talked about now what's going on with him, and here's what he had to say today.
You know, I've had a wonderful life. I've had thousands of friends, and I've had an exciting and adventurous and gratifying existence. So I was surprisingly at ease, much more so than my wife was. But now I feel, you know, that it's in the hands of God, whom I worship, and I'll be prepared for anything that comes.
Well, he also said he plans to teach Sunday school back in Plains, Georgia this weekend and every Sunday as long as he's physically and mentally able. For more insight into that and what lies ahead for him, I want to turn to our CNN chief medical correspondent and practicing neurosurgeon, Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sanjay, all right, so you heard what Jimmy Carter had to say there. It's in the hands of God. And he actually talked for many, many minutes where he went on about, that he wasn't sure what had happened, and he was surprised, and you know that's that battle with cancer that like I said, that so many people face down. And in Carter's case, he thought he had faced down the worst of it, and he hasn't, because of it's in four places of his brain, the melanoma spreading to the brain, and that's pretty tough. And he knows, that's what he says, it's in God's hands, because he knows this is one tough thing. And he underwent radiation treatment for cancer, and he's continuing down the path of, you know, you're kind of looking for a miracle at that point. And you got to remember, Jimmy Carter is 90 years old. So Carter talking about the melanoma that's spread to his brain and reminding us all of the disease that has kicked the butt of so many families, and his family no different, because he had a brother and two sisters that actually had pancreatic cancer and had to try to slay that dragon in much younger years, and all died from pancreatic cancer. So can you imagine what that would be like? And I think it's certainly pretty tough, no question about that. All right, as I said, we're going to talk to Robert Blagojevich coming up in a few minutes, who is the brother of Rod Blagojevich, the former governor of Illinois, and who can forget several years ago, back in, what was it, 2009, when all of this was exploding and the wiretapping and the accusations of Blagojevich coveting a spot in the cabinet of Obama, and his brother got pulled into it. It was a whole fundraising thing, and he's written a book with that in the title, ironically, and pretty much talks about it, that he and his brother weren't tight, but his brother reached out to him and said, I need some help with fundraising. Would you be willing to do that? And he said, of course I'll help. And in the end, that was part of what bit him, only because of some of the cockamamie things that happened with what the government was doing to get Governor Blagojevich. So it's called Fundraiser A, My Fight for Freedom and Justice. And it's, like I said, fascinating to talk to him about the system and talk to him about now his efforts to try to stay in touch with his brother, and how they've had this estrangement, and that's what kind of brought him into helping him with the whole fundraising thing. In the meantime, I don't know if you've noticed this, but stocks are certainly plummeting. The Dow plunged 300 points. Oil is near $40 a barrel. You can always tell what's happening when you look at the price of oil, and there's a couple of different reasons. It's really been a wild summer slump, because heading into the summer, things were riding high, but you still had the grease deal where they're on edge, remember just a couple of months ago, and there are a lot of reasons. Negative news trashes the market. So this time around, the S&P erased the gains, I mean, basically gains for a year, with that 2% drop on the federal growth concern. So once that came out, about federal growth, that it was slowing, and concern about global growth also slowing down, that's when you look at the market and say, okay, that the timing of that is what's sending stocks south. The China's yuan, that was devalued last week because of some of their slowdowns. So the climate is absolutely pretty rough riding for anybody who's standing at the craps table of 401ks, baskets of stocks, depending on, you know, what you have. But with the Dow dumping, closing down 358 points, that accelerated a ton of those losses. So you saw stocks like, for my little tiny explanation here, I'm no stockbroker, but Merck, you know, the big pharmaceutical company, you think of Disney, and that they're called blue chip stocks. They were way, 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 way lower than you can imagine that they would be. And even small caps are on the radar, too, meaning smaller businesses. And it's called the Russell 2000, and it traded below its 200-day moving average and has closed below it since Tuesday. So with overseas stocks lower, with pressure there, the European stocks, I mentioned China, the concerns, what's happening with the Federal Reserve, the blue chippers down, you're going to continue to see a lot of that. I think you're going to continue to see a lot of that classic slide. But existing home sales up, 8-year high. So even with indicators declining a little teeny bit in July, that's pretty good. I know somebody who sold a home just the other day in a suburb of Dallas in a day and a half. Probably could have been a day. Whoop, it's for sale. Boom, it's gone. And depending on the market, in some cases, there's not enough houses, existing houses, for what people want. So the housing market, a lot of times, that's a good indicator, and that's a lot healthier than you would think, judging by, you know, what's happening, what did happen with the markets, and saying that the S&P erased an entire year of gains. Now, that certainly is telling you something. Of course, when the market dumps lower, that's usually when that's time to jump in eventually, because now you can get stocks at a much lower price and a better value sometimes. All right, again, no stockbroker. I didn't do my Series 7. Just my 2 cents in watching what's going on. Robert Blagojevich coming up in just a moment on America Tonight.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Really excited about our next guest. He's going to give us a peel back the onion look at the harrowing experience of dealing with the justice, you know, the Department of Justice and our justice system, really. He's written a book called Fundraiser, My Fight for Freedom and Justice, and it's Robert Blagojevich. He is the brother of Rod Blagojevich, the former governor of Illinois. Thanks so much for coming on, Robert. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So I have to ask you this before we dive into some of the other things that have happened as far as your journey and what went through there and your brother as well. Just the other day, we saw that the full appellate court said that they're not going to rehear an appeal of your brother's corruption convictions. So now the next step will be to push this to the Supreme Court. You're not necessarily surprised by that, are you?
No, not at all. Actually, what I learned being indicted and targeted by the Justice Department in an overreaching prosecution that the government has all the advantages. Laws are written in a way that they can cherry pick what they want to charge you with. And there's no linear path to get you to justice. So anytime there's an opportunity for a favorable ruling by the courts, whether it be for me or certainly not for my brother, it never came. And that's a very frustrating thing, especially when you know what the truth is and what they're doing to obscure the truth and prevent the truth from coming out. It's, to me, a very, very scary system, which is why I wrote my book, Fundraiser A, to tell people, if they're interested, what the risks are to us, our civil liberties as American citizens, allowing our employees, government employees, to overreach and do things to us that are really were not intended in the Constitution.
When did you know that you were going down that rabbit hole, Robert, when you knew, wow, this isn't what we, once you got into it, then you had to be on the defense and you realized, we're hitting a brick wall here, this is scary. When did that happen? Was it in the very beginning?
There were a lot of moments like that, Kate. One in particular was after I was indicted and arraigned for the first time in Chicago in April of 2009. I got a call from my attorney, Michael Ettinger, who said he just got off the phone with the lead prosecutor. His name was Reed Sharp. And he said to Ettinger, look, we've got the governor, but your guy can win. And I wrote about this in my book. I said to my attorney, what does that mean, your guy can win? Why did they indict me if they thought I could win? And what it was they were proposing a global solution. According to my attorney, the Justice Department was proposing that the brothers get together and talk and come up with a family solution. So clearly from the beginning, I knew that I was being held hostage as a pawn to lever against my brother, who they really wanted. But, you know, that doesn't matter who might be in the way of their pursuit and who might be harmed by it. I was a convenient guy to indict and try to manipulate. And as a result, I told my attorney, no, I'm not going to plead. I'm not going to work out a deal. And I never spoke to my brother about it. And he never offered to plead. But that's what they do. They manipulate family members. They manipulate the law. And they do whatever they can to win. And sadly, I learned it's not about seeking justice and truth. It's about winning.
Yeah, yes. And having said that, how one-sided is our system listening to you? That's the first thing that pops out at me.
As I tried to document in the book, look, I'm an Army veteran. I served 22 years active in reserve, responsible citizen, always gave my government the benefit of the doubt, always. When I heard something come out of the executive branch, I'd say, okay, I guess they know what they're doing. I trust them. Well, that was misplaced trust as far as I'm now concerned, because my experience has shown me that our government is agenda-driven, and it is a system that whoever might be driving that agenda, whether it be a prosecutor, whether it be the Justice Department, whether it be the executive branch, it doesn't matter what our civil liberties might be. They find a way to achieve their objectives through manipulating the system. And if I can give you an example, and I can't get a good number on this, there are over 3,000 federal laws, and you throw in all the regulations from the EPA, the Department of the Interior, and other departments in the government, and there are thousands of laws and regulations that we as American citizens are responsible for knowing. And if we don't and inadvertently break the law, well, that's our fault, and we have to pay the consequences. And to me, that's a very scary thought, and that's what I've learned through this process. The government is not your friend. Sadly, they're not your friend.
Ooh, 3,000 federal laws. You can forget about it, Robert. I certainly don't. I would consider myself to be just like you. I certainly don't know them. And I can see how that would be really scary when you're facing this down. What was it like for your family? Because, of course, your wife, your son, so your own intimate family. And then this is your brother going through this. What was this like for you?
Yeah, it's a life-altering experience. It was a character test. It was a David and Goliath battle. I mean, when you read the indictment, when I read my indictment, it's the United States of America against Robert and Rod Blagojevich. I mean, that's a superpower that you're going up against, and they have superpower resources. I mean, you've got the FBI, you've got the IRS, you've got DEA, all kinds of criminal labs, and everything is lined up to support a government prosecution. And I remember walking into the courtroom for the first time when I was arraigned for the first time in the courtroom that we were tried in. It's as large as a basketball arena. I mean, it's humongous, and it's designed to intimidate the defendant. At least that's what I gleaned from it. And fortunately for me, I was able to mentally work my way through it, which I tried to explain in the book, how I prepared for trial. And I was very fortunate. You don't go through something like this and beat the odds. Okay, the odds are 96% of the time when someone is indicted by the federal government, they either plead or they're found guilty. So what is unusual about my case and why I was inspired to write the book was to talk about what it took to get through it. and survive it. And you don't do it by yourself. I've got a wonderful wife. I've got a great son and a core of good friends and family who supported me through it. But it is a life-changing experience that tests you in so many ways that I would never have predicted, that I tried to capture in the book and explain to anyone who might be interested to know what it's like to face Goliath and, in our case, beat him.
There you go. Robert Blagojevich. The book is Fundraiser A, My Fight for Freedom and Justice. That's who we're speaking with, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. So with your brother in the prison system, and I'm sure you talked to him, what do you do to try to keep him upbeat? Because that's got to be tough.
You know, sadly, my brother and I are estranged. I've written to him. I even went to his prison in Colorado. And unfortunately, for reasons that I'm not going to delve into here, he and I are farther apart, sadly, as brothers than ever before. One of the reasons why I went to help him fundraise in August of 2008 was our parents. There were only two, my brother and I, and our parents. Father was an immigrant from Yugoslavia. My mother was first-generation Serbian. Always told us when they were gone, if one of you needs help, the other should make themselves available to help. And so Rod asked me if I would come fundraise for him for 4 months because he had already been under investigation by the Justice Department, and he had guys that worked helped him out who were indicted. And he said, look, you're the only guy I can trust. Why don't you come help me? I'd appreciate it. So honoring my parents' wish, I went to help him for 4 months. And sadly, it just further tested our relationship. And I wish my brother nothing but the best. And I hope someday we can be reunited and get this behind us. But currently, we're estranged and don't talk.
Wow.
So thanks for asking that question.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. What do you hope that people get from reading your book?
We should not take for granted our civil liberties that were granted to us by the founding fathers. We are in an age here in American history where we as a citizenry are just letting our civil liberties be chipped away at through surveillance, through laws, through agendas that if we're not careful, we're gonna lose many of the rights that our forefathers sacrificed their lives to give us. And what is most astonishing to me through the whole experience is that people are just not attuned to that. We get caught up in our own little worlds and are not aware of what's going on around us. And, you know, my book, and I'm always available to talk about this, is in a way a warning. If it could happen to me, it could happen to you. We were wiretapped for 50 days, Kate. And let me tell you, there was nothing incriminating on any of my conversations. If anything, there was exculpatory conversation of people wanting something in return for a campaign contribution and something related to a benefit from the state of Illinois, which I told them very clearly, I don't do that. I'm just a fundraiser. So the government knew that. And when they wiretap you, they can connect dots that don't connect to make a federal case. So the warning is, don't trust your government. Sadly, I never thought I'd say that. Be careful what you say on the phone, voicemail, text, and emails, because the government, if they have an agenda to get you, they will use all those things against you to bring you down.
Wow. A warning for everybody listening to us right now. Robert, thanks so much. You can pick up the book, I'm sure, Amazon or wherever great books are sold. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Kate.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Couple of quick things. One, you heard Jimmy Carter, who is, he says in his mind, comfortable with whatever comes. And at 90, I'll tell you, he doesn't look 90, I gotta say that. And let alone dealing with what he's dealing with in his brain, as he talked about his cancer diagnosis and the treatment regimen he's going through and his beliefs and whatnot. And just the whole cancer thing was, I think, it pretty intriguing. Bravo for him for bringing it front and center. And certainly there's always press releases and press people and spokespeople. And he didn't want that filter. He just wanted to tell the world because a lot of people were reacting to news that they had heard. In the meantime, I haven't brought this up, but we did briefly with Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, who's all over what's going on in Washington. Obama told Congress that the U.S. is still going to press forward, you know, still press Iran with the deal. So in a letter to Congress aimed at Democrats and definitely very nervous about the deal, the president emphasized mega steps that they're going to take outside of the nuclear agreement with Iran to enforce their provisions. And all of this happens because of some things that dropped that were not very favorable about what Iran is doing. So because there's been all these promises that are floating around out there. But promises, promises. What are they committed to? What are they completely committed to that you can count on? And I think this is the problem with the, I mean, this is the biggest problem with the deal. Let's face it. Where's the accountability in this? One of the things that I picked out of what was written from the press was this: should Iran seek to dash toward a nuclear weapon, all of the options available to the United States, including the military options, will remain available through the life of the deal and beyond. He also pledged to increase missile defense funding for Israel and push forward with the development of the missile defense systems and boost tunnel detection and any kind of map technologies. Because these are the things of the concern when you think of what's happening in between Israel and Iran. Because Iran is trying to destabilize Yemen. And they're supporting, of course, Hezbollah in Lebanon. And they're tight with Bashar al-Assad in Syria, the president of Syria. These are concerns in the quicksand of the Middle East. But will the Democrats come out and play in his sandbox? You know, that's ultimately the question. So you have 26 Senate Dems had their support for the accord, 5 leaning toward it, but not exactly on top of it. And you need 67 votes to override a veto in the Senate. So that's what you're looking at if you're playing this game of legislation. Chuck Schumer, Robert Menendez, they're opposed to the deal. They said that. Schumer's all over it. He hates it. But he needs some more friends. If they're going to bleed this out, he needs a lot more friends on the Democratic side. So this is going to be a big thing to watch, and we have been. But in the next couple of weeks, the hopscotching that's going on with this whole deal with Iran. I mean, really. Here's the thing, and I said this before, and somebody else said to me, well, who cares? So why would you not want to deal with Iran? So you have a deal and you basically say, hey, screw us, we blow you up. So you want to jack with us, you're going to mess with the soil, you're going to lie to us. Well, guess what? All the options are still out there and we can still mess with you. Well, then why waste all this taxpayer money, all this negotiating time to cut this deal? A deal where we had our Secretary of State biking through the city, getting hurt, and then waiting to have this whole thing wrapped up. So, I don't know. To me, Iran is an enemy that you got to keep close, but one that you just don't rip the sanctions away. Because the sanctions were the one thing that kept Iran beholden to the people who were upset because the economy was tanking. Now that's all going to go away. It's all going to go away. And we have to absolutely talk about this because I said yesterday that, yes, the whole Hillary Clinton server debacle was going to end up before a judge on Thursday. And, of course, it did. A federal judge ordered the State Department to communicate with the FBI about Hillary Clinton's personal email server and pretty much threw open that door for more demands on Clinton. The judge told the department to establish a dialogue with the FBI about the machine, is what he called it, and to be prepared to demand that the FBI turn over the documents that could be related to a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. And, you know, the judge said, I'm surprised the state didn't do that already. Let's see what the investigation reveals. So, of course, this comes in the middle of the scrutiny on the email practices while Clinton was the Secretary of State, using instead her own email system and now paying the price for that because this is the only thing you keep seeing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. 30,000 emails were personal, deleted from her server. Supposedly. Deleted. It's the craziest thing. You have assistants whose phones are no longer anywhere to be found, emails that fell into the ether. And it's troublesome, let's say, that the least for her. Is this the thing that's going to bring her down, email? And why? Because of arrogance. Why not have a State Department email address? Because, Jesus, too inconvenient? Ugh, would that not make you furious? Of all the things and all the people who have their arrows ready to shoot them at Hillary, she takes herself down because of this whole snafu over the server and the emails? Maybe. And how about this? The Pentagon is into the Ashley Madison leak of military emails. So there's been a whole bunch of conversation when we're talking about the cyber world and crime as to what that means. And they're saying it's hit the dark web. The hackers who leaked all of this information from affair-oriented dating, which is what the Ashley Madison site is, dumped more information, including internal emails, out there. So they haven't confirmed what the new information is, but the hackers behind this data dump use the exact same encryption signature, get this, as the thieves, the digital thieves, who released the first round of information on Tuesday night. And who are they targeting? How about Avid Life Media CEO Noel Bitterman? In fact, it said, "Hey, Noel, you can admit it's real now." That's what their message was. There's going to be a lot of problems, I think, as a result of this. A ton of problems. Because that whole thing is, it's affairs. And you have celebrities, politicians, government officials. And that's part of this information. 30 million people's dating profiles and personal info. Exposed. Just completely out there. Leaked out there. So much for that secret nasty affair through this fabulous website that got hacked into. Oh my. Easy way to burn some pretty people, some pretty big people who are high up on the horse. You know what I mean? Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.